Hi, ladies. So it is the second day of delight. So by now you should have finished day one listening to the podcast with Jordan. And let's just say, wow, Jesus has worked in miraculous ways, and she is totally leading, and every word of advice and scripture has been truly blissful. And like, I literally wrote a little note of every little thing and hit some bullet points of like what I thought the discussion, like big takeaways for me. And she mentioned to be available, like show up and not show off. And this is very important because people who are vulnerable to you then can come up to you and then ask for your help, and then you can in return lead them to Jesus. Like, be there for people. And that's one way of helping people who have their own brokenness. And with this generation, she did mention that we all use the word can't. And this is what I really like. I guess I've never really sat and realized, wow, like, we all use the word can't. I can't get out of bed and go to school today. I can't finish this project. So on and so forth. And I think that we need to not let that word define us, like this negative atmosphere and like brokenness that we surround ourselves with is just something that a lot of us just never fully understand and be conscious of the words that we use. And so when I heard that, I was just like, wow, I've just never really put this into context. And so ways to deal with this brokenness, I really liked that. She said to have courage to ask the Lord to open up the weaknesses and then to get in the word. And that's what a lot of us don't do today. We always just forget about the extra part. Like, we need to open our Bible, get through our devotions, and truly just be present and be more aware that like Jesus is working in miraculous ways and he is there to listen. And that when you open up the book, though, it is just a better source, obviously, and just leads you sorry guys, to better coolness and like understanding what is wrong. And so I have some questions for you guys to take away, and I'll post them on underneath this podcast. But happy day one. And as you can see, you guys are going to be in day two. And so tomorrow I'll post another podcast on my reflections of that day. Bye, ladies.